Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. A little NFL films music.
This is the first album I think I ever bought.
Sam Spence, NFL Films.
Man, and you want to talk about a truly awful album, this particular NFL Films album.
And they always work in a nice trumpet or two.
Yeah, British anarchists always make the best NFL music.
Chris, just give us your record one more time in picks to rub it in.
50 and 30 through 80 games, 10 weeks.
Me?
38 and 42. Last week was a particularly tough one. 2-6 for you, 7-1 for yours truly. I doubted Pitt and it cost me a perfect week. I have not had all winning weeks. I've had a couple 4-4 weeks, but zero losing weeks.
Okay.
I have been a 5-3 machine otherwise. Are you ready?
Your Nittany Lions at Rutgers. Number 16, Penn State, favored by 27 points on the road.
Man, Rutgers absolutely sucks, don't they? What a just void. The State University of New Jersey. I had designs on actually picking them to cover here because that's a huge number for what Penn State has been, but I think Penn State goes in there and absolutely stomps a mud hole. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
Good. I need to make up ground. I'm taking Rutgers. I thought they actually didn't embarrass themselves against Michigan.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
So I think
that's more than Penn State can say.
Penn State
Michigan
had a reputation under Franklin early on of just finding a way to be a cover machine in these games with big spreads.
Yes.
But
and you know Franklin wants to rub it in, though, on teams still.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why it's always a little bit of a dicey proposition to go against
them. Rutgers showed a little life against Michigan, so I'm going to take them plus 27.
All right, got a battle of football schools here at Yankee Stadium, an odd place for two football schools. Syracuse and Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, a 10.5-point favorite.
You know I'm taking here, baby.
Notre Dame, probably.
Syracuse. I'm not impressed with Notre Dame. They beat an awful Florida State team. If not for the Jeff George scenario, who knows what happens in the Pitt-Notre Dame game, some egregious calls. I think Syracuse is going to keep it close. Give me the Orange plus 10.5.
Yeah, I like Syracuse in this one as well, for all the reasons you stated. You know, I could I could say, is Ian Book even playing? Because
no,
I know they beat Florida State with Wimbush.
He is.
I'm still taking Syracuse because I think they're a pretty good team.
Number 7, West Virginia, a 5.5-point favorite at Oklahoma State.
I feel like West Virginia turned a corner with the gutsy nature of that 2-point conversion that they had to get twice. Then they hammer TCU. I'm riding with Dana Holgorsen and the Mountaineers here, minus the 5.5.
I'm going with Mike Gundy.
Of course you are. Yeah, Mr. Snowflake himself now. Blaming the millennials and snowflakes. He doesn't like people our age, Andrew.
They went to Oklahoma, and they were a 2-point conversion away in the waning moments of that game. They were a 2-point try away from beating Oklahoma, who I think is considerably better than West Virginia. So now they're back home. They're a 5.5-point underdog. I think they win the game outright and shatter some dreams in Morgantown. The couches
will stay
intact. I'm going to take Oklahoma State plus 5.5.
The couches will not be tender. Your Pitt Panthers, 7-point road favorites.
No way.
In Winston-Salem.
No way. I'm taking Wake Forest plus 7 all day. Pitt, all eyes are on Pitt. People saw the final score of that game and the big yardage totals and rushing totals. And that's why I think this line is very, very, very inflated. Wake Forest beat NC State last second. I'm going to say it. I think they win the game outright. I'm taking the Demon Deeks plus 7.
I don't feel great about this week's picks in general. I didn't like the lines. I hated the matchups. But I think for once in their tortured existence, Pitt football is going to make things extremely easy on its fans. I know Pitt fans who are taking their small children out of school today so they can head down to Winston-Salem to watch this. I do.
Would your mom ever allow for such a stunt to occur?
She did it one time. Game 3 of the 97 World Series, I got to go out, get out of school. Thought I was the king of the ring there,
baby. So this is their World Series.
That's right. And Pitt's going to play like it.
Craig, do you think this song's been a big hit? Have we gotten any calls on it?
Everybody loving it, saying it's
Andrew
the best.
Gets knocked down, and he hopes to get up again.
Their favorite from the NFL Films
Archives.
Library.
I got Pitt minus the 7. I think that this is going to be one of the few times where they just absolutely hammer an opponent that they should hammer, even on the road.
Okay, you're first up in the league where they play for pay. Broncos at Chargers, L.A., minus 7.
Denver has been in a lot of close games this year against good teams. The Rams, the Chiefs, they've stayed close. But I believe the common denominator for most of them has been they've been in Denver. They're not in Denver. We ain't in Denver anymore. I'm taking the Chargers.
That's
minus
where you're
7.
Wrong. The Broncos covered in Kansas City and played them close.
Eh.
So I'm going to take the logic you used and then actually put it into practice, apply it, and take Denver plus 7 because I think that we're getting closer to the bad Phillip Rivers game where they've got all this.
I thought it was last week.
I thought it was too. I'm doubling down on it. I'm taking Denver plus 7. Eagles in New Orleans to play the Saints. Saints a big favorite after they put a 50-burger on Cincinnati. I'm taking the Eagles in this game. The Eagles have rotated wins and losses all year. New Orleans is 31st against the pass. I think Carson Wentz puts a big number on them. 400 yards, a few touchdowns. And they at least keep it close. Give me Philly plus 8.
You didn't learn when you bet against the Saints when they were on the road and they hung a 50-burger on the Bengals. And apparently you didn't learn to pick them at least when they're in their own building. I'm taking New Orleans for it's self-evident. They're way better than Philly.
You're wrong.
The game of the year in the NFL, thankfully not taking place on a chewed-up piece of turf thanks to all sorts of soccer at Estadio Azteca. It's going to be a true road game for the Chiefs. The Rams, a 3.5-point favorite at the Coliseum. I love Kansas City in this game, plus the 3.5. That's all I'll
Me
say.
Me too. I love them too. I think they're going to win the game outright.
Cooper okay. Cup is a pretty big loss for L.A.,
The Rams'
I think.
Defense right now looks bad, and I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to douse them in touchdowns
plus,
and ketchup.
Plus, that's not much of a – oh, wow. It's not much of a home field advantage that they get there. There's going to be a ton of red in that crowd.
Steelers at Jaguars. Jaguars. Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Steelers minus 5, and I'm taking Jacksonville in this game. I've got some numbers on this game that I'll share with you later that I think are enough to make Steelers fans at least look at this with cautious optimism and not feel like they're going to go down there and blow out a team that's lost 5 straight. I'm taking Jacksonville plus 5, and I actually think they'll win the game outright, so give me the Jaguars.
Steelers minus the 5. I don't know why I'm picking so many favorites this week. I feel like a complete moron.
'Cause you're ready to lose.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.